Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 10th chapter of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. In this parak, the Rambam will pick up where he left off in the previous one. In the beginning of the 9th parak, the previous parak, the Rambam had told us that there was a major dispute amongst the sages of Israel, as well as amongst the sages of the other nations of the world, as to the precise length of a solar year. According to one view, the view discussed in the previous parak, a solar year is exactly 365 days plus 1/4 day in length. So an even 6 hours beyond the 365 days. However, according to the other view, which we will discuss in this parak, a solar year is a little bit less than that, not an even 6 hours. And in this parak, therefore, the Rambam will discuss that opinion as well as how to calculate the seasons in accordance with this view. Halacha Aleph. Shnasa chama lemishu omer shehi pachos mirviya nechachmei Yisrael. The length of a solar year, according to the view amongst the Chachmei Yisrael, that a solar year is a little bit less than 365 days and a quarter of a day. Yesh mish omer shin samach heyom v'chameish shos v'taf-taf kuvzadi zayin chalakim umem ches rega v'harega echon be'ayin vav v'chilek. According to this view, the length of a solar year is 365 days, 5 hours, and 997 chalakim, and 48 regaim. And this is a new unit, which is a breakdown of a chelek. The Rambam explains that a rega is 1/76 of a chelek. Ulefi cheshbon ze tia tosefes shnas achama al shnas halavana yud yamim v'chav alef sha v'kuf chav alef chelek umem ches rega. Simlehem yud chav alef kuf chav alef mem ches. According to this calculation, the difference between a solar year and a lunar year is 10 days, 21 hours, 121 chelekim, and 48 regaim. Or in a simon form, 10, 21, 121, 48. However, though this one seemed a bit messier, we get a little bit of additional neatness in that every 19-year cycle ends off with a perfect correspondence between the solar years and the lunar years. There is no extra overlap. Halacha Beis. Bein kol tkufa tkufa b'fi cheshbon zeh, tzadi alef yom v'zayin shos, v'taf kuf yotes chalakim v'lamin alef rega. Simlehem, tzadi alef, taf kuf, yotes, lamin alef. Based off of this calculation, there are 91 days, 7 hours, 519 chalakim, and 31 regam, which you can remember as 91, 7, 5, 19, 31, which will be between the different seasons. Ukshateta tkufa mina tkufa, and if you want to know when a particular season is going to begin, and then the Rambam doesn't bother going through the whole process as we had seen in the previous parak, but you just use this number and you count from the beginning of any given season this number, the 91, 7, 5, 19, 31, from the beginning of that season until the next one, as the Rambam had explained again in the previous parak. Halacha Gimel. Tuvas Nisan Lufi Cheshbon Zeh, Haisa B'Shana Rishona Shal Yitziras Kodem Molad Nisan, B'Tes Shos V'Taf Reish Mem Beis Chalakim. Simen Lahem, Tes Taf Reish Mem Beis. Based off of this calculation, the spring equinox of the first year when Hashem created the world was 9 hours and 642 Chalakim, which can be remembered as 9, 642, before the Molad, before the conjunction of the month of Nisan. And accordingly, in a similar fashion, another component of the neatness of this form of calculation is that in every first year of a 19-year cycle, the spring equinox is going to be 9 hours and 642 chalakim before the molad, before the conjunction of the month of Nisan. Halacha Dalet. Kishateta tkufas Nisan shel shana rishona min ha-machzor, tach shel vimena tzadi alef yom v'zayin shos v'taf kuf yud tes chalakim v'lamin alef rega l'chol tkufa tkufa ad sof ha-machzor. Once you know which is going to be the first year of the 19-year cycle, you can then calculate from the beginning, every single subsequent season which will come, by adding 91 days, 7 hours, 519 chalakim, and 31 regam for every season until the end of the 19-year cycle. Halachay, emtir tolida masai tia tkufas nisan lefi cheshbon zeh, and if you want to know when the spring equinox will fall out in accordance with this calculation, tita tchila shalom gemur shavar min ha-machzor. First, you have to figure out how many complete years have passed by in the 19-year cycle. Matikach l'chol shana mehen tosefes. And then, once you've determined how many years it was, so then, for each year, you add a remainder of 10 days, 21 hours, 121 chalakim, and 48 regam. shows, and then in order to convert it into a simpler form, you take all the regalim, turn them into chalakim, chalakim, turn them into shows, then take those shows and turn them into days, just as you had done with regards to calculating the conjunctions. V'tikra minat kol test shows v'tuf reish mem beis chalakim, and then you subtract from that total that you get to, that you arrive at, 9 hours and 642 units. V'anishar tash l'chachei levana, and then the remainder you should divide by the length of a lunar month. V'anishar she'ein bo chodesh levana, and that which remains beyond that, once you have divided by the lunar month, that which is left over, tozav oso amola nisan she'osa shana. So then you should add that on from when the conjunction, the molad of Nisan was that year. V'rega she'agia ha'minyan bo tiyatkuvas nisan she'osa shana. And that very rega, that very moment, when that number falls out upon, that will be when the spring equinox of that year will occur. Halachavav. Now the Rambam tells us, it appears to him that Chazal had relied upon the calculation of the length of the seasons with regards to when they would make a leap year, back when the Sanhedrin HaGadol was still present. When they would make a leap year based off of when the Tekufa of Nisan would be too late or because of some other need. Because ultimately the Rambam says that this calculation is more accurate than the one mentioned in the previous parak. And ultimately, this calculation is more correct, it has a greater correlation to that which has been determined by astronomers than the previous opinion, which broadly consider the solar year to be 365 days and a quarter day. Halacha Zayin, the final halacha in the parak. V'cheshbon shtei tkufos elu shebi'arnu darkam hakol bekerev hu mahalach shemesh hemtzai lo b'mkom amiti. Now, to be clear, both of these calculations, one in the previous parak as well as in this one, are based on the mean rate of progress of the sun, not in its actual position in the celestial sphere. This can be easily visualized if one watches one of the videos that I had sent out, which we found from Chabad.com. When you are trying to consider the actual position of the sun at this point, though, so then the spring equinox will take place approximately 2 days before the time determined using either of these calculations. That's true, according to the opinion which says it's exactly 365 days and a quarter day, and the other opinion, the one mentioned in this parak, which says that a solar year is a little bit less than that. Have a wonderful day.